Welcome to the Elephant Cast. We are very honored today to have with us a constitutional expert who speaks on many issues and has made time to be with us today, Wachira Maina. So what you're saying is that due to whichever factors, we have a constitution that missed the core of the problem.
Yes, it did.
And this is about power.
It's about power.
How power is exercised, yes. And how the 43 or 44
yes.
Ethnic groups
yes.
are represented by government.
Absolutely.
So it's back to the presidential
parliamentary
debate.
Yes.
Which, of course, to some sections of the country
yes.
is an anathema. You cannot discuss
yes.
anything outside
yes.
of. How do we get around this? Because Central Kenya, I imagine, believes
yes.
a parliamentary
yes.
system
yes.
seeks to decimate them
yes.
and you know will appropriate their resources. You
yes.
know, there's a big fear. There was a fear about devolution.
Yes.
And this is, I think, an even bigger fear.
Yes.
Yes. So what would this look like? How do we have this conversation?
The strange thing is this,
yeah.
that in fact, contrary to what Central Kenya thinks, long term, a parliamentary system is actually better for them than a presidential system. First of all, let me frame this in a way that probably will make sense. As an empirical fact, as a matter of evidence, the presidential system has done terribly in sustaining democracy around the world. The two longest stable presidential democracies is Costa Rica and the United States. Latin America, which borrowed the presidential system from America, is a graveyard of constitutions. In fact, more constitutions have collapsed in Latin America than have collapsed in Africa, with fewer countries, more than 400. Haiti alone, more than 100. So the presidential system has not been a success. In Africa, we have overthrown more than 140 constitutions since independence. And without fail, British colonized countries became independent on the parliamentary system, but within 3 or 4 years, they had changed to a presidential system. So we've been overthrowing presidential systems, constitutions in Africa for the last 50 years. So the presidential system has not been good for the continent, has not been good for any part of the world that I can describe. And there is a reason for it. The presidential system is a winner-take-all system, and it doesn't help in political bargaining. And if you've got a pluralistic, deeply divided society, what you want is a system that allows bargaining. So now our system doesn't allow bargaining because once you win power, you treat it as a license to ignore anybody who did not vote for you. Historically, that's how power has been exercised in Kenya. And that's where the problem lies. So let me go back to where I'm saying that the people in Central Kenya should actually not fear the parliamentary system. The truth of the matter is that until other people feel comfortable, other non-Kenya, non-Central Kenya, with the idea that every member of every ethnic community in Kenya has a realistic chance of exercising power, we know this problem is not going to go away. I mean, Kenya cannot be a relay race between the Kalenjin and the Kikuyus, which is what it's turning out to be for 50, 60 years of independence. It's become a relay race. It's now even being stylized that way, that once Uhuru Kenyatta is out of power, he'll hand over to William Ruto. A country of 44 ethnic groups cannot operate that way.